Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless your name. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for yet another day in our lives. Thank you for your protection over us. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, and all manners of victory that you have given us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in Jesus' mighty name. We commit this day, broadcast into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. That at the end of the day, Lord, that it shall mark a new chapter in our life. A life of success, a life of greatness, a life of power, a life of fulfillment of your purposes in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, I'd like to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God indeed will do something wonderful for you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be speaking to you on what I titled The What of Life. The What of Life. And I'm taking my text from the book of 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 4, reading from verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings 4, reading from verse 1 to 7. The Bible says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? The Lord is asking you this day, what shall I do for you? And say, tell me, what do you have in the house? So what shall I do for you? What do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you, and your son shall pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay your debt, and you and your son live on the rest. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the story of a widow. Of a widow, not just a widow, but the wife of a prophet. Her husband was a man of God until he passed on. And there were debts for them to pay, and they cannot afford to pay it. So the creditor came and said, I'm going to take your two sons, your future, I'm going to take them as my slaves. And the woman cried and went to the man of God. And the man of God asked her two critical questions. What do you want me to do for you? And what do you have in the house? For many of us, the answer to what we want can only be found in knowing what we already have. Because the first question Elisha asked that woman was that, what do you want me to do for you? And he now went further and said, the only way I can even provide answer to your problem is for me to even know what is it that you have in your hand. What you have in your hand is the solution that you have been looking for. That solution that you have been looking for everywhere is what you have in your hand. Our focus is usually on what we lack rather than what we already have. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that what we already have is by far more than what we do not have. So that was why Elisha was asking her, I know, okay, you want this, you want that, but what is it that you have? What you have is what you need in order to get what you are looking for. It is what you have that will open the doors for you to having that which you lack. May the Lord open your eyes and give you a revelation of that which you already have with you, so that you may be able to use it to get that which you lack. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Now let us see what this woman had at that time. What are the things she had? There are so many things she had, because the man of God asked her, what is it you had? Yeah, I have nothing except for the jar of oil. But let's see what other things that this woman had. One, her name was of no significance, but her husband had served the Lord, so she was the wife of a prophet. And she had that. And that was on the basis upon which she was able to go to Elisha and say, look, my husband was a prophet, a servant of God, and is dead. Come and help me. So she had that name that she can use. Another thing that that woman had is that she was a widow. That means that she was married to the Lord. Because the Bible makes us to understand in the book of Psalms, Psalm 68, verse 5, it says, God, we are talking about God, there is a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows. And Isaiah 54, verse 5, makes us to understand that for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the only one of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. So you have your Redeemer. You have Jesus Christ as your husband. The woman had Jesus as her husband. He had the Lord as her husband. He had Jesus as the father of those children. So she had everything. Brothers and sisters, you may think you don't have anything. You may probably be a widow and say, I don't have anybody. But I want you to know that you have a husband, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And then you had the children. They had a father, and that father is also our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have him, then you have everything. Because if you have Jesus, you are married to him, you have somebody that has everything. The Bible tells us in Haggai 2, verse 8, says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. So he has everything. So you have a father that has everything. You have a husband that has everything. And he is the one who is a giver of all good things. The Bible tells us in the book of James, James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So you have Jesus. Why do you think you don't have anything? You have Jesus. You have him who is there to provide all your needs. He is the giver of all good and perfect gifts. So whatever you are asking for, he can provide for you in as much as you accept him as your Lord and as your Savior. Another thing that that woman had is that she had a relationship with her neighbors. She had a relationship with her neighbors. If she hadn't got a good relationship with her neighbors, they wouldn't have been able to borrow her their vessels. If she had been fighting with them, they would not borrow her anything. So she had a neighbor. The Bible tells us in Galatians 6, verse 2, it says, bear one another's body, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So she had neighbors. Hebrews 12, 14 tells us, pursue peace with all people, and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. So she was pursuing peace with her neighbor. He had good relationship with them, and as a result of that, they were able to lend her their vessels. Another thing that we can see about this woman is that she had poor neighbors. Her neighbors are poor because they had vessels, but the vessels are empty. If they are rich, those vessels would not have been empty because they have nothing to put there. So she had poor neighbors like herself. And so it's also good So you may look at the person next to you. You may look at your neighbor and say, this one is of no good. He has nothing. There is something that person has. There's a reason why God has placed that person next to you. There is a reason for it. You may look at your colleagues in the office and say, these ones, they are of no good. They are just waste of space. But I want you to know that there is something in that person. So see the good sides of people. Look at their good side. There is a reason why God had made you to be in contact with them. And you need to ask God why. And God will reveal unto you. That is the reason. Because if these poor neighbors are not beside this woman, if it's only the rich, she will not even be able to access their compound, not to talk of going to them to say, can you lend me your vessels? But there are poor people like her. So she was able to easily walk into their houses and say, look, I need vessels. And because they are poor, they have nothing in the vessels, they were able to easily give her those vessels. And she took them away. And by so doing, she was able to experience a miracle. May you experience your miracle too. May the Lord open your eyes to see the benefit of those who are around you. God has placed them by your side for that reason. She had children who are by her side. Many have children who are not by their sides. Their children are all over the place. So it's as if they don't have any child. But this woman had two children. Children are with her. They are by her side. So it's something to thank God for. It's something to be grateful that, oh, these children are with me here. And for that reason, those children were able to help her. And that's another thing that she had. She had children who were not rebellious. Because she may have those children. They may be by her side. She may call them and say, come and help me to do something. And they say, I don't have time for you. And some of you too are doing that too now to your parents. You are not helping your parents. Some of you, when your parents call you, you tell your parents, you are too busy. I'm taking care of my own children. I have to take care of my own children. I don't have time for you. Ah, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that everything in life is a seed. That seed you are sowing now, you will reap it. It's not a curse. You will reap it. If you don't take care of your parents, when you two grow up, who will take care of you? The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, say, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Verse 3 says, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. So be of assistance to your parents. Be of assistance to them. Help them. When they call you, don't tell them, I don't have time for you. I have my own children to take care of. Those children you are running to take care of now, in the future, they too will do the same thing for you. Because that is the seed you are sowing. Because they have seen the way you are dealing with your parents. So they will consider that the way you are dealing with your parents is the right way to deal with parents. So brothers and sisters, show love to your parents. Show love to them. These children, they are with the mother and they help the mother. When you have children, who will be by your side? Who will help you? Another thing the woman had was that she had a roof over her head. Because the man of God said, go into your room with your children, lock the door after you. So she had a roof over her head. So she had something. She's not sleeping on the street. We thank God for that. Another thing that she had is that she had mean creditors. Her creditors are mean. That they want to take her children as slaves. But there is a benefit for it. Because if those creditors have just kept quiet and said, okay, whenever you are able to pay it, it's okay with me. She wouldn't have gone to the man of God. The miracle she experienced that day, she would not have experienced it. And at the end of the day, she did not only pay off the creditor, she had enough to take care of herself and her children. So even though you may see certain people as your enemy, they are driving you to fulfillment. They are driving you to be able to fulfill your destiny. Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. So she had those mean creditors, but they are able to push her into her miracle. May you experience that person that will push you into your miracles in the name of Jesus. Another thing she had is that she was humble enough to pray. She was humble enough to go to the man of God. Humility. She went to the man of God. She didn't say, I'm okay. I'm beginning to hide a problem. Brothers and sisters, you need to take your problems to God. You can't hide your problems from God. Tell Him, and God will be able to help you. Seek for advice. Seek for right counsel from the right sources, and they will be able to help you. But brothers and sisters, when we are talking about seeking for the right counsel, who do you take it to? you take it to Jesus. But Jesus can only help you if you also know him. If you have a relationship with him, this woman there, she was able to say, yes, my husband was your servant. There is a relationship. There was a relationship. So if there is no relationship, you can't just go to him. So I'm giving you the opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Accept him as your Lord and Savior, and he will be able to restore you, to open ways for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wherever you are, just say after me, Lord Jesus Christ, I come before you today with a broken heart, full of repentance. Please forgive me all my sins. I surrender my life to you this day in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, Lord, that have come to you today. And I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their name in the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.